Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat to win the post since it became an elected office back in 1980. When she ran back in 2012, she won Bill Clinton's endorsement after working on Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign. But now Kane faces a litany of criminal charges, charges she claims stem from an old boys political network hoping to get her out of office. To prove her point, she in turn has released a cache of racist and misogynistic emails from statewide office holders, as she told a crowd at the National Constitution Center earlier this month.
No woman should go to work and be subjected to consistent treatment of disgusting indignity by women haters because they were born with one less body part.
Joining us now is Katie Colinari, reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Todd.
Now, we're going to get to Kathleen Kane's response and her defense there in just a minute. But I mentioned a litany of charges. What is she facing?
She's been ordered to stand trial on conspiracy, perjury, and other charges. Prosecutors say Kane leaked secret grand jury material to the press in order to get revenge on a political enemy and then lied about it under oath.
And is there any merit to the idea that this is all sort of a political witch hunt designed to get her out of office, that the old boys are after her, or is there something to this malfeasance?
Well, the whole Porngate scandal, as it's known here in Pennsylvania, is one that is insanely complicated. It's got veteran reporters that I know saying that they want to file a right not to know request for this information. It's got a lot of tentacles. But the porn emails that Kane has released kind of tend to follow a pattern. The way this whole the criminal charges got started was Kane was embarrassed by another story that leaked to the press that she killed a public corruption investigation involving several African-American lawmakers in Philadelphia who took cash from an informant posing as a lobbyist. She blames that story on a guy named Frank Fina, who's sort of her arch enemy in all this. He's a former prosecutor with the Attorney General's office who brought that corruption case and who now works for the Philadelphia District Attorney's office. Fina is one of the traffickers of the pornographic emails that she has released that have also taken down a Supreme Court judge, other public officials, and other public officials are currently being investigated for their role. An interesting twist in this scandal emerged last week that actually kind of cuts her argument was that her sister actually was revealed to be receiving and in some cases sending off-color emails, not pornographic emails, but emails in which obese people are mocked. There's a lot of racially insensitive humor, and it starts to speak to what some sources of mine had say is actually more of a cultural thing in sort of central and western Pennsylvania, the culture where Kathleen Kane comes from.
And we should say that Kathleen Kane's sister, her twin sister, isn't just anybody. She's a lawyer in her office. So she's somebody
in the Attorney General's office.
Right. She's somebody with a state job as well. Well, you know, it strikes me, Katie Colinari, that both things can be true. I mean, there can be an old boys network and she can also be guilty of perjury and conspiracy. These are not mutually exclusive charges.
Right. If you look at it in concentric circles, you have the porn. You know, there's some people who have said, look, you know, whatever you want to say about Kathleen Kane, she did dig this up. And this is stuff that we don't like the idea of prosecutors, judges sending to each other on public email. And then you look at sort of the other bigger circle, and that's, you know, Kane and her sort of role in all this. But if you keep those two things separately, one of the major questions that the Porngate scandal asks is, do these emails reflect an inappropriate relationship between prosecutors and judges in the state of Pennsylvania? You've got prosecutors, judges, and attorneys who are all kind of supposed to be, you know, sitting on other sides of the justice table, if you will, sending this stuff together, and kind of it almost makes it look as if they have a relationship that they're not supposed to have.
Charges of conspiracy and perjury are just the start of a political scandal in Pennsylvania. Katie Colinari, reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Todd.